You're listening to End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. In case you're just joining us, folks, welcome. End Time World News is an independent alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and, of course, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hopefully that explains who we are and what we are. So, again, if you're just joining us, welcome, folks. Welcome to End Time World News. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's date is Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. And the headline on the article is "Unvaccinated people have already achieved herd immunity, while the vaccinated are getting sick and their vaccines fail." Okay, let me just throw a disclaimer in there, folks. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional, nor will I prescribe any medicine of any kind. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech under the U.S. Constitution, I can bring you this news and alternative news and information that I try to bring you at least once or twice a week. So with that said, let's get into today's news, and I pray, dear God, give us strength, guidance, and wisdom, and open the minds of all those people out there, folks. Open the minds, dear God. Please open the minds of all those people out there, and let them receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and personal Savior. And I pray, dear God, that you open their minds and open their hearts to this news that I bring them and this alternative news and information in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Okay, folks, here we go. The unvaccinated people have already achieved herd immunity, while the vaccinated are getting sick as their vaccines fail. And that's from naturalnews.com, dated Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. New research has found that rates of the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 infection among the unvaccinated are plummeting. At the same time, infections among the fully vaccinated are skyrocketing. Herd immunity has already been achieved for those who did not get Operation Warp Speed. Well, if you're here in the country, the United States of America, folks, former President Donald J. Trump named it Operation Warp Speed. That was the project to get the vaccines out to everybody here in the United States. That's what the project was named, Operation Warp Speed. So in case you're kind of wondering what am I talking about, there you go. Herd immunity has already been achieved among those who did not get an Operation Warp Speed shot. It turns out while mutated disease is spreading like wildfire among the jab takers who have become walking virus factories. In the United Kingdom, for an instance, cases of the Fauci flu soared by 40% in 1 week recently among the fully vaccinated. On the contrary, during the same time period, the number of cases among the unvaccinated declined by 22%. This suggests that the wave of unvaccinated has peaked and that the natural herd immunity has set in, while the vaccinated individuals are actually becoming more prone to infection, reports Dr. Joseph Mercola. Perhaps the most damning piece of new evidence is the fact that the vaccine-induced herd immunity is an impossibility, which makes Tony Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, and other COVID vaccine pushers liars. 100 fully injected crew members have tested positive for the onboard the British defense aircraft carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, The Navy ship has a rate of 1 in 16, the highest rate recorded, says Dr. Mercola adds. This suggests that the vaccine-reduced herd immunity is impossible, as these injections apparently cannot prevent the COVID-19. Even 100% of the population gets them. COVID vaccines have destroyed the possibility of herd immunity, at least among, at least among the fully vaccinated. Mathematically speaking, it is impossible. There's an impossibility for the Chinese virus injections to ever produce herd immunity. The people who stand a chance of producing permanent immunity are those who just say no to the jabs. Four currently available jabs all provide absolute risk reduction of 0.7 to 1.3%, while the non-institutionalized infection fatality ratio across age groups is a measly 0.26%. Since the absolute risk needs to be overcome is lower than the absolute risk of reduction, these injections can provide mass vaccination, simply cannot have a favorable impact. This is what Dr. Mercola explains. What this means, of course, is that the latest wave of illnesses and deaths is a direct product of the people getting vaccinated. The vaccinated, or in other words, are directly to blame for spreading the disease and death. The pandemic would have you believe a long time ago that Donald, father of the vaccine, Trump, these are his words to describe him, by the way, had never allowed vaccines to be introduced under his guidance and leadership. If Trump was supposedly not a fan of these injections, yet still claim he would not still be going around bragging about them like they were his own accomplishment, while urging his supporters, including in a recent rally in Cullman, Alabama, to get jabbed at warp speed. Nevertheless, the jabs are now with us, and the consequences are only just beginning to manifest. The vaccinated have become a disease incubators for the latest variants, which they are spreading to those who have come into contact with them on a daily basis. This makes the vaccinated an external threat to public health and should be avoided at all cost whenever possible. It's not worth the risk spending time around vaccinated person who could make you sick, even kill you, by spreading a deadly vaccine-induced variant to you and your family. Unfortunately, you would never hear the truth from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is doing everything in their power to keep you from ever knowing. And that's it, folks. So let me know what you think. I know that there is a lot of information there. The links, by the way, folks, as always, will be down below. And you would say, Eric, well, what do you think? Well, I think that it's true. The vaccinated people are spreading because of a lot of the shots, especially the Pfizer jab and Moderna, and there's you know, Johnson & Johnson over here as well. These shots have the mRNA, the nanoparticles, the mRNA DNA inside, along with the nanoparticles and along with graphene oxide. And so if there's graphene oxide in the shot, folks, it's toxic and it's poisonous. And that's what you have to understand. And again, nobody is going to call out people the way I did. And God willing, as I say that, and I don't want to, I don't like to do this, but somebody has to do this. Somebody has to tell you, folks, Christians and non-Christians alike, it doesn't matter. Somebody has to tell you the truth. I personally have been down here for the past 5 days, almost a week. I haven't been feeling good, chronic back problems, chronic pain, inflammation all over my body everywhere. And I fight to do this, but I can do this only through God's will, and praise God Almighty, Jesus Christ and God Almighty, that I can do this. I have to do this as long as I'm willing and as long as I'm able through God to keep bringing you the news. I have to do this. And I think with this particular issue that they're trying to get rid of us all, they're trying to kill us all, they're trying to depopulate us. And these vaccines, the truth comes out, the truth is slowly leaking out. Again, the FDA and CDC, Center for Disease Control, FDA, Food and Drug Administration here in the United States, aren't going to tell you the truth. Everything is going to be censored. It is constantly, constantly censored. They don't want you knowing the truth, whether you're Christian or non-Christian. They just don't want you knowing the truth. They want to lie to you. And why these people go on TV, I've seen it, you know, almost a year ago, 6 months to a year ago, presidents line up, former presidents, and supposedly take a shot. That was a placebo, folks. You have to understand the deception of these people, the deception of Satan. The deception is everywhere. What you might swear up and down, you'd go, okay, Eric, I understand. I just seen this person take it, and now you're telling me I didn't take it, or now you're telling me they didn't take it. Well, of course not. There's trickery everywhere. There's things called spring-loaded needles, which, you know, again, I had a video. I have to look for that video. I'm going to have to dig deep. I seen a video of the Prime Minister of Canada, matter of fact, Justin Trudeau, take a shot, him and his wife both, and the needle was spring-loaded, and they gave the shot with one hand. Of course, you don't do that. Give a shot with one hand. You grab the shoulder and grab that area in the body and the shoulder, and you grab it and you hold it, and then you stick the needle, give it a poke, stick the needle and stick the syringe in, inside the skin that you're holding with the opposite hand. Instead, the nurse only gave it with one hand, and we caught on camera that Justin Trudeau was faking, and he had a spring-loaded needle that would collapse, make it look like he got the shot, and he didn't get the shot. And that's how these elite people are. It's all fakery, folks. It's all trickery. It's all fakery. The devil deceives all these people that are in on this. They're part of the global cabal. They're part of Satan's program. They're part of the depopulation program. And again, any religious channel, nobody, very few, I haven't heard one yet that's going to call out the devil, going to call out the demons and these people that are administering these shots and these people that are doing a soft kill or giving people these shots, giving the populace, giving the world these shots and killing people and their children besides. Because nobody wants to be tied to this, but everybody is being told to do this by the elites. And the elites, of course, being the Rockefeller family, the Bilderberg group, and of course, behind it all is the Rothschild family, David and Jacob Rothschild, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what you have to understand, folks. And so I want to just say, I want to transition and I want to just say something. I have a few Bible verses about hope. And we need to talk about something positive as I conclude this podcast, folks. I like to try to end on a positive note. And I have a few positive Bible verses that would definitely help us out. This is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that was from Jeremiah 29:11. And I also have a couple more here for you, folks. This is from Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. That's from Proverbs 23:18. And here's a good one. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, all peace, as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with his hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's from Romans 15:13. And here's one last one from Psalm 62, Psalm chapter 62, verses 5 and 6. And this reads, yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation and my fortress. I will not be shaken. And that's from Psalms chapter 62, verses 5 and 6. So those are things to have comfort. Those are things to take peace. The Lord is in charge here, folks. The Lord will always, always, always be in charge. And even though there's lots and lots of evil in the world right now, and I know that sometimes it feels and you feel desperate, I totally agree, and I pray for you. And if you want to know Jesus Christ, folks, as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to ask you to just pray a prayer with me. If you'd if you'd like to receive the gift of God has for you today, just say a prayer with your heart and your lips aloud. And just find a quiet spot. It'll only take 2 minutes. And I want to just say a prayer with you, folks. Okay. Here we go. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and restore me to the Father. I choose now to return. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you've said that prayer, folks, congratulations. I commend you. I want to celebrate with you. Congratulations, folks, if you said that prayer. The first thing, the very first thing you need to do is find a good Bible. Get a hold of a good holy Bible. I like King James, but again, get a hold of a good holy Bible, folks, and just start digging into the Word of God Almighty. Just start digging into the Word, getting to know the Bible, digging into the Word. And once you've done that and you're starting to dig into the Word, then you want to go and then you want to share and celebrate that you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You've invited Him into your heart, and this is what you want to do. And celebrate that and share that with family and friends and coworkers and relatives and even the person down the street, the neighbor down the street or next door neighbor. Just celebrate that you're happy that you've given your life to Jesus Christ, folks. And then the next thing to do after you do that, get a hold of a Bible and just get into it. And you're telling folks and you're telling friends and families and neighbors and friends is to find a good Christian church. Find a church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, in case you're new to that and just don't happen to know that yet. Find a good church. Tell them that you said the Lord's Prayer. Tell them that you said the salvation prayer. And you want to know more about Jesus Christ. That's what you want to know. You want to know more about God and Jesus Christ. And again, I'm excited for you. I commend you. I can't be overly thrilled that you said that prayer, folks. And I thank you so much. And those are the things that you have to do. Just keep it simple. First, get a hold of a Bible, a holy Bible, and just start reading, folks. After you do that, start sharing the Word, sharing how God's affected you in your life, and then get to a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's what you have to do. And it's just, it's a very simple process. God doesn't make this hard. God and Jesus Christ does not make this process hard. This is a very, very, very easy process. It's a process that you just, once you latch on and you see how easy it is, it's just like snapping your fingers, folks, just like that. It's a piece of cake. And that's what you have to understand. God doesn't want things to be hard in your life. He wants it to be very easy to be able to spread the word, as far as spreading the word and spreading the gospel to all nations worldwide. God wants that to be easy for you, and God makes it easy for you. So, again, congratulations, folks, and I commend you for saying the salvation prayer. And please remember, like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and also there's a donations link there on the side, please think about donating to this cause. If your heart desires and if you feel compelled to, please think about donating again to this cause. And I try to get out this podcast at least one to two times a week and share the gospel and share the Jesus Christ and also share the news as well. Let the Christian community, Christians and non-Christians, let them know what's going on in the world, but also let them know that there's always hope. Jesus is in control. God is always in control. He's running this deal, folks, and that's how it's going to be. And Jesus' second coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ, is very soon. We're living in end times, and that's why I had the title End Time World News, because we are living in the end times, folks. So like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm Eric. I'm your host. Be well, be safe. And most importantly, folks, thank you for listening, and God bless you and your family. I'm out of here. Have a great day. See ya. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.